Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing? It is 7:02. If you are on the Pacific Coast, Pet Coast, West Coast, the coast is with the mostest. If you are on the southern region, which would be Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, those regions, it is now 9:02. And if you are on the East Coast, like Florida and New York and Boston, it is now 10:02. How's everybody doing tonight? It is Monday. Monday, 3/20/2017. Can you believe it? Like this year is, well, this month is like, bam. Next week, Monday will be the 27th, and then after that, it'll be April. I think spring has already started or beginning to start or what have you. Anyway, I won't talk too much because of the wonderful things he does. We're up the season. Okay, anyway, got distracted. I'm going to be real quick because we only have 30 minutes. Yes, only 30 minutes. I know my daughter's like, what? But I have a interview at 8 o'clock, and then I also have to eat. I have to eat a meal. My daughter told me something today that it hurt my feelings, and I want to express that here right now. She said that I'm not nice. Now, I always felt that I was a very nice person, and my daughter, Nazarene, I'm sure you all know her. Those who don't play SL, you should know her. This is my baby. She said I wasn't nice, and I'm trying to understand why she would say something so cruel to me. Her own mother, I'm going to deal with that later. Today, I am going to talk about Diva. Yes, my cat. And the reason why is because, lordy, 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 this cat is honestly a pain in my behind. So I'm going to take, what is it? It's 25 minutes to talk about Diva. And to do so, I'm going to have Diva's love of her life on the other line with me to do this because, honestly, when I tell you that this cat is in love with Angel, let me explain to you that this cat is in love with Angel. Seriously. So let's get him on the line. Now, before everybody gets on the line, how's everybody doing today? Nobody has said anything to me. People are rolling their eyes in IMs. Speaking of people rolling their eyes, Ida, sis, go to hell. Go to hell. Yeah. Exactly. she agrees with Nazarene. We're talking about major B. My sister is a super B, where the B is on her chest. I mean, literally, you know, on her chest, like tattooed there with the B. You know, she doesn't have to have the outfit on with the cape, because the B is tattooed right on her chest, right on. And I'm not going to even go into the detail why it is, because there's no point in it. There is no point. But when I tell you that she is basically every bit of that word, please believe me. But anyway, let's talk about Diva. Let me tell you what happened. So they're remodeling. I told you guys I live in a townhome. So they're remodeling the kitchen. And Diva, you know, she doesn't really go in the kitchen, but the fumes of the paint when they were, you know, remodeling, you know, he was like, look, if you have any animals, which he knew I did have the cat, he said, you know, I really think you guys did take her out of here at least for a couple of hours because of the fact of the fumes. You know, it can, you know, if they're roaming around. So I'm thinking, okay, I could just close, you know, the doors or what have you that goes to the kitchen, because we do have the, you know, the sliding doors that goes to the kitchen and has it from the dining room to the kitchen. He's like, no, you know, you really should go. I'm like, oh, okay, fuck. Now, mind you, the only time that I have moved Diva out of when I first got her was when I moved into this location. I have not moved her since. And when I moved her then, she was about, goodness, less than a year old. And it took me, and I'm not exaggerating, it took me about maybe half a day to coax her out from up under the bed because she was scared. Because the thing is about Diva, she's a scary little brat, but she's nosy. She's scary, but she's nosy. When we lived where we lived before, she wouldn't even look out the window. Now she has to look out the window. If Angel's next to her smoking his cigars, yeah, I just told on you, Angel. If he's next to her smoking his cigars, because I don't allow him to smoke it in the house, he has to smoke it with the door open so he can, like, basically breathe it out. She'll go by the door with him now and just sit there, you know, like, yeah, I'm here with Dad, and I'm going to go ahead and watch things going. Well, I shouldn't even say Dad, because I think she thinks this is her man. I think she thinks he belongs to her and not to me, because I've noticed that, and he tells me this all the time, and I didn't believe it at first, but I busted her ass. When I'm not here and he comes home from work, she'll meow to him, and then she'll hide. When I'm here and he's paying me attention, she meows to get the attention away from me to her. I shit you not. But anyway, we were supposed to have taken her out, so we would decide, okay, what should we do? You know, should we go ahead and get, you know, something to put her in, because she's heavy. I'm going to take a picture of her one day so you guys can see. She's heavy, so she's a big girl. Not fat, but just heavy. So we decided to go ahead. I was going to get the, you know, the little carrier for her. And I was thinking, damn, you know, do we really need a carrier? We could just get, like, a box. We were looking all over. There was no boxes. We saw the carriers, like, $39, $49, $59. I'm thinking, damn, only going to be one day. So you know me. If you don't, let me tell you. When I looked, I told him, I said, you know, we could take this back. And he was like, babe, really? You going to buy it and take it? I'm like, yeah, keep the receipt, Junior, because we're taking it back. So when we got up there, I told the guy, I said, look, you know, this is just for one day. Do you guys have the cardboard boxes? He's like, oh, yeah, they're right here. So they were in the back, like in the back of the register. I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll take the cardboard box to put her in. I said, well, will it fit the cat? He's like, well, a cat or a small dog. So I'm thinking when I told Angel, I'm like, Angel, what do you think? He's like, yeah, babe, it'll fit. She'll fit in there. So anyway, let me let him in on this too so he can tell it with me. You there?
Yeah, what's my theme song?
Well, boy, anyway, nobody think you ain't getting no theme song. I tell you that?
Oh, good Lord. You know what? You're fire. I told you, next time I come out here, I want my theme song.
You don't have
I'll
it.
Sing
you know
it.
What?
Baby, I'm a hustler, no. hustler. Baby, I'm a hustler. Baby, I'm a hustler. Come on, girl. Get with the program. Shit.
Are you done? Are you done?
Hello, everybody.
Are you done?
I know
or are
you miss
dead?
Me. It's
Which
been
one?
A long time. Angel, coming at you. What's going on, peeps? Go ahead, baby.
Before we talk about Diva, let me say this. And my daughter just really just confirmed it. I don't think I have any children that are nice. I honestly, I thought one of them was nice, well, two. And then today, without just up and told me that all of my children are just mean children.
Excuse me.
Oh, he's getting sick, by the way, as you can hear.
Excuse me. Good Lord, have mercy.
Oh, baby.
I am. I'm getting sick.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
We do have. Lord, have mercy. Right, we do have one kid that's nice. Well, two.
Who?
Two lesser.
Who?
AJ, Mama's boy, and Lisa.
Well, something happened with Lisa. I don't think I even told you. I'm not even going to go into on air with it, but something happened to Lisa that kind of confirmed that she's not really nice either. I was saying Sola, but then I was thinking, Sola's your real life, so yeah, maybe not. But anyway, we're all the way off topic. Next week we'll talk about which one of the kids. I'll have a whole hour because we talk about our kids. It's
very
like,
well outspoken, misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh
misunderstood.
My God.
I
really
love my baby.
Really?
Really?
Misunderstood.
This kitchen coming up.
Anyway.
Nice. Okay.
Oh
my God. What?
Oh, jeez. I'm still thinking about you going, Lord, have mercy.
Okay.
Oh,
God. It hurt. Have you ever sneezed so hard that your nose started to shake? That shit hurt. Jesus Christ.
That is something only that would happen to you. That is something only that would happen to you when your nose shake when you sneeze. That don't happen to normal people, boy. But then again, you're not
anyway.
Normal. He's not. Angel is not normal. That's a show all to itself. He is just not normal. His little habits and antics. The habits
he calls me
has
weird, but
are just like
normal.
What? Say what?
The things I do are normal. I'm a normal person. Okay?
Oh, you know what? Next week we're gonna talk about his normal. Okay, trust me, he's not normal. You're not normal,
you
Bay.
Like,
I'm sorry.
You can,
Oh, I don't giggle. I laugh. Women don't giggle, honey. Real women don't giggle. I'm gonna put. You know what? I'm gonna get that on my license plate. Real women don't giggle. Anyway. 16 minutes. We're almost done. We should have did an hour, but I have something to do. So of course not. But anyway. So we proceeded to, you know, he said, babe, open up the box so I can put her in there. So I opened up the box, he put her in there, and God, as soon as he closed it, she started meowing and meowing and meowing, and I'm thinking, okay, seriously, it was like, meow,
meow. She wasn't meowing. She was not meowing.
Huh?
She was doing some weird-ass noises.
Yeah,
that goddamn box.
I thought it was meow. It was well.
He wasn't
I've never,
meow.
We
or meow. He wasn't none of that.
No, it wasn't.
She was literally screaming for her life.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, and it was getting the longer she was in that box, the louder the meows or whatever that noise she was doing was getting. Like it was getting like to the point where. I could see neighbors coming out and going, are you killing that cat? Because that cat is just really just meowing, just louder and louder. And I'm thinking, okay, shit, shut the fuck up, diva. So anyway, as we proceeded to get into the truck, his truck, she just pissed all over herself. That's just how scared I guess she was.
No, get it right. She didn't piss all over herself. She pissed all over my goddamn truck. Okay? The back seat. She didn't piss on herself. She didn't go, oops, I slipped. No. She let that motherfucker rip.
Oh, my
God.
She's
like, oh, my whole back truck stink like a goddamn cat piss. Wasn't a little pee-pee like, oops, No, he wasn't.
So we're here, right? She's still in the. So we're. So I'm trying to calm her. I'm going, it's okay, baby. It's okay. Mama's here. Mama's here. So he gets out the car, the truck, and goes inside the house just to make sure, you know, that the guy locks it up. Because we were just going to go to the park or something and just sit there and talk, maybe drink some coffee, whatever. So she gets quiet a little, like the meows weren't really that loud, so she got a little quiet. But I could tell she was, I felt so bad. I could tell she was shaking. He comes up and go, okay, babe. And as soon as he comes up, like I was killing her because she was in the back seat and there were little holes. I wish we would have took pictures of the box.
I think he was strangling Eva.
Wow, really? So there were little holes,
he
and she was like just meowing her ass off. And I'm thinking she wasn't doing this until she heard you. And seriously, she was not doing that until she heard his. It was like, help, help, this bitch has to be in the box, help. That's how she was acting. So then I told her, so she's already pissed along your back seat. Might as well let her out of the box. So he just looked at me. I mean, he was pissed.
I was.
Pissed off. Oh, my God. So we went on to let her out of the box, because I was thinking, you know, if she's going to meow like this, you know, for the couple of hours we're here, it was going to drive me. So we let her out of the box, and you could tell she was, like, freaking out. So she was looking all around. So I'm thinking, okay, this might be cool for her because, like I said, she's never been out, only, like, in the doorway. So I'm thinking, okay, if we drive around, maybe she'll enjoy the, you know, the drive. So I was like, babe, this is, you know, let's drive around, and maybe it'll calm her down a little bit. He said, you know, you're right, maybe it will. So here we are thinking, we were going to go to McDonald's and get a coffee. And get a coffee.
She was like a
something.
Goddamn Tasmanian devil all over the goddamn car. See, she was calm. She's like, okay, Diva, it's okay, baby. Everything's going to be okay. Mommy got you. Don't worry. On the other hand, I'm like, you better not goddamn piss more in my truck. Don't poo-poo, because, you know, pee-pee first, poo-poo next.
He didn't say poo-poo. He said, you better not shit in my fucking truck.
Yeah. You know, I'm...
And that New York accent was, like, thick. I'm thinking, okay, he's pissed. And then I guess he said, if you don't understand it in English, did he say it to her in Italian? Did he say it to her in Spanish? I'm like, she don't understand any of that. You better go meow, 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 meow. Anyway, watch it. So this heifer gets in the. So we get ready to you know, he starts the car. I mean, starts the engine. This heifer goes up underneath the seat and plants her big butt on his legs, like on his feet, and would not move. I mean, literally would not move. So he turned the truck back off, and he's like, babe, uh-uh. And so I'm thinking, okay, she's got to move. So I'm like, come on, Diva, come over here. She's looking at me like, bitch, I don't even like you. I've never liked you, and I really don't like you now. So, hello. So I'm like, Diva, come on. I'm still trying to – oops, sorry, got distracted. I'm still trying to have her come. This bitch won't even come to me. She plants her big ass in between his feet and literally lays on his feet and won't move. So he's like, okay, now what? She won't move. So I'm still trying to coach her. I didn't want to, like, pull her because I didn't want to scare her anymore. And then she pissed on his Tim's. That's it. So I'm trying to coach her. And he's looking at me like, get this cat. So after a while, she just basically looked up at him, meow, and went to sleep.
You sure did.
And we couldn't go nowhere. Nowhere. Because, of course, he's not going to drive with her on his feet. So she meowed at him and went to sleep. And I was like, wow, she really trusts you. She's really content. Because she wouldn't come to me. She, even though he's the one that put her in the box. He's the one that closed the box up. She still trusted him. Still trusted him. Still.
In her mind, Sugar was the evil one.
Yeah,
she was
exactly.
The one who struck her and threw her in the box and locked the box.
Right.
And nailed the box
shut. I didn't even pick her up. But in her mind, I'm the bad guy. I'm the evil one. So, and I was pissed off at her because I had boxed. I'm going to have to, well, I can't take a picture now because she didn't ruin it. She scratched it all up. But I bought her a cat scratcher thingy or whatever. Like I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like six different things. Like it's really high.
It's a 6-tier kitty house.
Yeah,
it's
tall. It's even like a little bit taller than Angel. So it's pretty tall. And the bitch ain't grateful. She ain't thanked me for it yet. She ain't meowed to me. Thank you. No. Everything's about Angel. But anyway, when we got back around, I told him, I said, try to get closer as close as we can because how we are the town. I said, try to get as close as you can, and I'll go ahead and I'll park in the driveway, and I'll go ahead and, and open the door, and you can just bring her in. So I said, let me come over and tell you, okay, baby, the door's open. So I went in. I could still smell the faint bit of the paint, but I'm like, hey, whatever, we're going to go in here. So I went out, and when I turned around, here comes Angel with her, like, dangling by her legs. He's, like, got his, you know, his arms around her, his hands around her her little body, and her arms are dangling and her legs. So I'm thinking, wow, she really trusts him because she's actually letting him carry her like that. When she stepped in the door, tell them what happened.
Okay, first of all, she ain't no little. She doesn't have a little body. Okay, this motherfucker huge now. Okay? As soon as I came in the door, she jumped out of my arms, and one of her nails got stuck on my arm. Because she was so happy that she was home that she fucked my arm up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, look at this. Is that her nail? A full nail came out.
Her whole nail.
That's how scared she was.
Yeah. I felt so bad, too, because I don't know how she did it, because as soon as he got in the door, he was about to just go ahead and drop her. And not drop, but like drop her because, you know, she's a cat. She's dancing on her feet, so no problem. I don't know how she dug her claw in him, but he said, "Bae, is this her claw?" And it was like his arm was like bleeding, like it was just squirting out. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm concerned more about her losing her claw.
And here I am screaming and shit. I'm about to lose my damn arm.
Shut up. Shut up. He was like, he was all calm. I'm up here tripping about the fact that her claw's in there and he's bleeding. And he's like, is this her claw? Like, you know, like an afterthought. Is this her claw? And I'm like, oh, my God, babe, she lost her claw. So he, you know, of course, he says he can't stand her, but he went right to her to make sure she was okay.
I can't stand that motherfucker.
You're right. And the funny part is, because the first thing we thought is that she was going to go into our room and hide up under the bed and not be seen for hours. This bitch ran up under the bed for, like, what, maybe 3 or 4 seconds, if that long?
Mm-hmm.
And
she
then
came
heard
to the kitchen
somebody.
Like, yeah, that motherfucker's.
Yeah. Went to the kitchen like, where's my food? Like, I mean, like, okay, for real? She's meowing at him about her food. And then somebody passes by. This heifer gets into the window like, okay, who are you? I'm thinking, what the fuck happened to the scary little cat? I mean, she was still
mm-hmm.
scared because of the fact of taking her out of her element. So I get it. She was scared. But this heifer. I was, like, in shock that after we came back in, she's looking out the damn window being nosy. I'm like, that's what's wrong with you now. You're nosy. Because she used to have a little boyfriend that used to come by, and Angel ran him off.
The funny thing is that we have a big window in the front of the hometown townhouses, whatever. He's a big ass window.
Oh my God.
Okay. And I heard meow meow
meow, 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 meow.
So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I get up, and I go through the window. I see Diva looking outside, and I'm like, okay, that's unusual. She usually doesn't stare at the window that damn long. I open up the curtain, there's another cat. There was just like having a moment, I guess, Romeo and Juliet type of shit going on. This other motherfucker came and started meowing at me, like hissing and shit, whatever. So I opened the door, that motherfucker jacked. I said, oh yeah, you hear some motherfucker? I opened the door, that cat bolted so fast. I never seen a cat run that fast.
He ran fast, poor thing. He has not been back since. You scared her boyfriend off.
Shit.
See,
bad.
That's what you do to the girls,
they
too.
Are.
That's the same thing you do with the girls.
Yep. Damn right. They're all flea bags.
Oh, my God. The cats or the girls' boyfriend?
Both. Both.
Wow. Really, bae? Really? That's not nice. That's not nice. You should be apologetic to that one.
To
That's
who?
Not nice. What?
To who? I'm not apologizing for shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, anyway. So, first of all, we only have 3 minutes and 11 seconds. First of all, he's not getting a theme song. That's number one. Number two, next week I'm going to tell you how odd and weird he really is. Because, well, that showed you how weird he is right there. Anybody that would have a cat's claw dug up in their arm
like that was
and
my
bleeding
fault.
Like that.
Like I told Diva.
I'm not saying
hey,
it was
Diva,
your fault. I'm saying
plant
but
your
most
claws
people,
on me.
I'm saying most people would have been like, oh, my God. You were like, hey, bae, is that her claw? I mean, like, so, like, seriously.
It was
bae?
Just
it
weird.
Was like,
I was like, is that a claw?
is that a claw? Is that some great bouffant? Anyway, he's not getting the same song. I've got several people in my box. He's not getting the same song, so no.
Let's make a vote.
No.
Where her wants me to have a theme song. Vote yes.
Nobody,
right, Diva?
You know what?
Right, Mama?
You know what's funny to me?
Come here, baby.
I'm up in the bedroom. I better make this quick because we'll have less than a minute. I was up in the bedroom and she was in here with me. As soon as he gets out the door and starts walking down the stairs, she starts meowing at the door like, okay, he's leaving, and I don't want to
freaking where I go.
Yeah, she likes him. I don't know why. He ain't all that.
I don't think she's the cat. I think she had a damn dog.
I think she had a dog, too. Anyway, we have 90 seconds. Anyway, thank you so much. You could be anywhere in the virtual world, and you decide to be here with me and with him without his theme song. So we will be back next week. I'm trying to keep this up. As you guys can see, this is, what, my fourth time doing this? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Anyway,
just in case
always,
you cut me off, angel kisses, baby. Angel kisses. Angel kisses.
Anyway, as always, sugar kisses. Bye. Angel kisses.
Hey.
What are you talking about angel kisses? Are you kidding me? You don't have kisses here. This is my show. Mine.
Black Jesus.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da 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 da